Hello, I'm Kathleen Dunn. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio for this Tuesday, the 3rd of February. Gwen Eiffelhead was scheduled to be our guest for this hour, author of The Breakthrough, Politics and Race in the Age of Obama. She will be with us. She called and said there was a death in the family and she had to go home, so she is unable to do the show today, but rest assured she will be with us on a future program, probably next week. It's a wonderful book and she's a terrific person and guest, so she'll be with us. It's just life happens sometimes, right? So we're going to do an open line this hour. We haven't had one yet for the month of February. Sometimes they're scheduled, sometimes they are unscheduled. But as long as we haven't had one, why not do it today, right? So we have no lines open right now, but we will eventually. Our phone number is 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655. John Treader is answering our phones today. He'll chat with you for just a minute, and we'll get you on the air and listen to your suggestions, programs you'd like to hear between the hours of 9 and 11, and we listen to you very carefully. You'll know that we schedule many of your suggestions for programs. So we'll get rolling here in a second. We also have email addresses in case you'd like to just send an email while it's on your mind today. Rhonda Fanning's email is fanning@wpr.org. Mine is dunnk@wpr.org. We always love to hear from you, even on days when it's not a specific request for an open line. You know, email us anytime. All right, let's go to your phone calls. 800-486-8655. Scott from La Crosse, hello.
Good morning, Kathleen.
Oh, we have a terrible buzz on your line.
Is that any better?
There, it's okay now.
Okay, good.
All right.
What I saw on the internet yesterday, and this is credited, you know, it's a regular AP report, so it's not just some wild ideal, is that there is a provision in the stimulus package under consideration right now that would, as I read it, would allow anybody who is over 55 on COBRA, in other words, laid off, or has 10 years in with a company that lays them off and goes on COBRA, to extend the COBRA payments until they get to 65 and can get Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
And if you could get the I'm sorry, I don't have the author for you, but this is such a major change, and as somebody who's celebrating his 62nd birthday today.
Hey, happy birthday to you.
Thank you so much. And what'd you get me? No, and anyhow.
Time on the radio.
Oh, there you are. That's a gift.
Yeah.
But anyhow, this is such a, and I guess what I'd like to find out is, you know, would there actually be opposition to this? I can't imagine the insurance companies would complain. I don't know the Republicans would complain. And just, you know, the ramifications that this would have, because this is the first serious overhaul of a very important part of the healthcare system for a very important demographic,
mm-hmm.
us.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this is good, and we will. There are so many parts of the stimulus package and opposition to it and executive pay,
yeah,
et cetera. It's a huge thing. I know we're going to devote, I'm not sure what aspect of this, the 9 o'clock tomorrow, we'll deal with some of this, but this is good. This be a good thing for us to delve into.
And very, you know, and of course it's very immediate because obviously
right.
They're working on it right now, and I think your guest yesterday said that she looked for it to be passed,
mm-hmm.
within a week or so. So, yeah, to find out the ramifications, I think would be of major interest, certainly to some of us.
Right. All right, Scott. Great. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
Bye bye.
Bye. Let's go to Anne from Madison. Hi, Anne.
Hi. I would like to hear somebody, maybe David Corton. He wrote "When Corporations Rule the World." I think he's just written another book. But talk about economics from the point of view of common sense. That is, we have a tax base that's been totally depleted. We basically have no money that isn't borrowed in our tax base. And that's, you know, it's paid into only by people who don't make much money because the rich have bribed legislators to write laws that give them so many loopholes. They're not contributing to it. And their answer is more tax breaks for corporations and multimillionaires. I would like to hear somebody talk about when the answer to economic problems caused by the loss of a tax base is giving tax cuts to the people who bribed legislators to let them pay no taxes and basically be parasites on society. I think this is the kookiest idea. It's not extended to the, you know, to the guy who's losing his house or who got a loan for a car he can't pay. Hardball is being played by people who don't make much money, and all the billionaires, I don't know how many there are writing the laws. And I think we're going to, I don't think the stimulus, so-called stimulus package, is going to stimulate anybody but the guys who are tickled pink because they're going to get, you know, even more billions of dollars. So I think somebody who's not a standard, you know, Leo Straussian kind of economist ought to talk about it.
Okay, tomorrow at 9. How's that? We don't know who yet, but tomorrow at 9. My mind
okay,
was along the same, going along the same lines. Thanks, Anne, for the call.
All right, thanks. Uh-huh.
Mary Lou from Richland Center. Hi, Mary Lou.
Hi, Kathleen. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Pretty fine.
Good.
I would love to suggest that you do a show on human trafficking and modern slavery. I recently saw a public television documentary that was dealing with the same topic and talking about children around the world who are forced into slavery, kidnapped, even brought to the United States and held in slavery, and people in the neighborhood don't realize it. And one of the gentlemen that was in the PBS documentary is a man named Benjamin Skinner, who just wrote a book on the same topic, and I think Ben Skinner would be a great guest.
Okay. There's something we haven't done. Great, Mary Lou.
Excuse me?
Yes, no, great. That's a good suggestion.
Good. I hope you do something about it. I actually have a friend who also just returned from Armenia recently. She has a blonde-haired, blue-eyed son, and she said the whole time she was there, she kept being told, you need to keep him covered or he will disappear.
Really?
And that's scary. This is a little boy who is an American citizen, and my friend said, I'm afraid to take him to visit my relatives now because the kidnapping of children being sold into slavery is so prevalent. It's a way for people to make money.
Huh. Okay, we'll look into this. Thanks, Mary Lou.
Super. Okay, mm-hmm. Thank you.
And if you have information on a certain topic that we haven't done anything on, and that would be one of them, send that our way as well. Some of these conversations need to be longer than just a suggestion on the radio. So use that email address, Mary Lou, and let us know more. Eugene from Viola. Hi, Eugene.
Hi, good morning, Kathleen.
Hi.
That ship of gold they found in the English Channel, I caught it off NPR, and I think it was either 2-ton or 4-ton of gold on that ship. And I think that outfit had also found something off the southeast coast of Florida, and they hit payday on this one again. And I was wondering if you could do a show on some of the ships that have been found and what they're still looking for worldwide.
Okay. Okay, Eugene.
Okay, another one other I saw too. I'll do something since spring and summer is coming. Another one on metal people that use metal detectors and scavenging with metal detectors.
Okay, you think we can do an hour on that?
I don't know if it, I don't know if it could be done. I don't know if it could be done or not. But that one, that one they found there, that would that's a chip of gold, if, mm-hmm. supposedly, if you want to call it that, should actually be just a little bit interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Different galleons and different English ships going back 200 years, they're still looking
right.
for.
Okay. I had a dream the other night that I found a lot of money. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
I didn't know what to do with it, though, but I found, yeah. found a lot of money.
I know what I'd do with it.
Yeah,
okay,
I'm sure I could figure it out, too.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Eugene.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Marty from Douglas County. Hi, Marty.
Well, maybe a show on dream interpretation.
Hey, there you go.
That, I'm sure many of us out here are thinking, well, I think I can interpret that. Christiane Northrup, who is all over the Oprah show, has a book called Women's Bodies, Women's Wisdom, and in it she talks about the Institute of Heart Math, M-A-T-H, Heart Math. I'm wondering if you could do a show with someone from the Institute of Heart Math. I don't know much about what they do other than what she says, and in her book she talks about a technique that, let's see, shows that with sincere practice it could help alter harmful psychological and emotional responses to emotional stress. The study demonstrated after 1 month of using this technique, there was a 100% increase in subjects' DHEA levels. DHEA is a critical hormone that regulates burnout, anxiety, how you respond to emotional stress.
Hmm.
The Institute is in Boulder Creek, California. They have a website just heartmath.org.
HeartMath together?
Yep.
HeartMath?
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It has developed another technique that can help balance the heart rate and decrease the chance of sudden cardiac death.
Hmm.
It just sounds quite interesting.
It does sound interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great, thanks.
Good, thanks, Marty.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Bye. Let's go next to John from Appleton. Hi, John.
Hi, yes, good morning. One thing that's kind of timely on sort of both counts, in that people are, we know that, or we're hoping that something's going to be done about the healthcare system.
Mm-hmm.
And two, there is a part of the stimulus bill that dedicates money to encouraging information technology within the healthcare system. And so one thing that's a place where this is actually most heavily developed, and it's described both in an article on the Washington Monthly, people can look at online, and in an expanded book version by Philip Longman, and it's called The Best Care Anywhere. And what people are probably not going to expect, I know the author was surprised when he started the research, is The Best Care Anywhere is in America's Veterans Administration.
Oh.
They've developed the information technology more than any of the commercial systems available, mm-hmm. and then incorporated it within the, and this was, it's just completely unexpected, sort of the man bites dog story. Mm-hmm. Government bureaucracy is what? But Philip Longman is the author's name, and if people are interested in that too, as I say, they can Google his name and pop up the Washington
Monthly. Oh,
that sounds
great.
Article.
Great, wonderful. Okay, we'll be on that one for sure.
Okay.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Our number is 800-486-8655. We have an unexpected open line. Gwen Ifill was to have been with us today. There was a death in the family. She has gone home, and she will be with us. We haven't rescheduled yet, but she'll be with us. We go to Porter next from Madison. Hi, Porter.
Hi. Recently there was a show, and I'm afraid I don't remember whose show it was on, but it was about the fact that soldiers who come home from Iraq with PTSD do not get a Purple Heart. And the show is only open to military personnel. And I would really like a show discussing the effect of PTSD on families of the soldiers of all of our wars, that the families could talk about what this has done to us.
Okay. It's happened in your family?
Yes.
Okay. We did a show on this some time ago with a theology professor from Marquette University. It was a pretty dramatic show.
Oh, I must have missed that one.
Yeah, but it was a little while ago. There are certainly many aspects of this story, and we have talked about doing a show that looks specifically at how our veterans are faring now, and so we will look at this.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, Porter.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye.
To Patrick from Madison. Hello, Patrick.
Hello, how are you?
All right, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good.
I watched a show on Wisconsin Public Television, I think it was 2 weeks ago, called The Ascent of Money.
Mm-hmm.
And the author explained, you know, money from, you know, its inception through the financial crisis we're going through now. And the guy was so articulate and made things so easy to understand. I think he'd be an outstanding guest.
I think we have him scheduled, Patrick. I think it's in a couple weeks. So,
guess I'll have to check the website.
Would you?
I can't remember
what the date is. Okay, Patrick. Thank you. You obviously know what we need to do. There you are. We're ahead of you. You're ahead of us.
Nice.
Thanks, Patrick. Uh huh. Bye.
Bye.
800-486-8655 is our number, and let's go to Sue from Milwaukee. Hi, Sue.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hi.
I'm wondering if you've ever done a show on the DVD called Who Killed the Electric Car?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we have.
Yes,
we did. It was a while ago. It may have been about a year and a half ago.
Well, right now I think it's so appropriate, especially with GM wanting all this bailout money when they had the electric car, which would have solved so many problems, and they just shredded it. And it's a fabulous documentary.
It is, isn't it? It's so interesting.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. It's very valid and very, very important at this time of our country's career.
sometimes we think perhaps that we've done a show and so we don't need to do it again, but there are a lot of people who probably don't know about that DVD and that
exactly
story,
right.
So it might be time to do it over again.
Definitely.
All right, Sue. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Bye. Steve from Green Bay. Hi.
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 Well, I had to say that I was hearing before about possible veterans and medical affairs, and it reminded me of an article I saw in the Minneapolis paper about a possible cure for diabetes.
Okay.
Yeah, in the Star Tribune. It was, the 25th. Yeah, I just found the article here, saying that it might be a homegrown Midwest cure, talking about transplants from pigs.
Oh, yeah. January 25th, is that what you...
Yes.
When it was? January 25th.
Yeah, okay. January 25th. It says diabetes cure might be homegrown, and it just stuck out. As someone who has been diabetic for 17 years myself, I'm, one of those sort of lifelong things.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be nice to find a solution.
Oh, it sure would be. Okay. All right, well, look at that. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, you have so many good suggestions today, everybody. 800-486-8655 is the number. Open line for February. It's what's happening right now. Gwen Ifill will have to reschedule the program that was scheduled for this hour, and we'll do that. We are pretty busy here with our open lines. We usually are, but eventually there will be a chance for you to get through and say hello. So this is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Open line for February is what's happening right now. 800-486-8655 is the number. Richard from Madison, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I wanted to look into a Dr. Stuart Hameroff. He and a Dr. Penrose have been working on a theory to explain natural phenomenon by looking at the cytoskeleton of cells, which is all pretty out there, but could turn out to be a very significant discovery in biology if their theory turns out to bear fruit.
And what is the theory? Explain it to me.
It's kind of being loosely called quantum consciousness. And basically what's been discovered and confirmed by a few scientists is that there's some sort of quantum entanglement type effect going on in the cells of living creatures, and that may explain even the roots of evolution and some other very unusual phenomena.
Huh. And is there a paper on this, or where are they doing their work?
I think Hameroff has stuff posted at his website, which I think is quantumconsciousness.org.
Okay.
And, again, this is very new stuff, and it's hardly proven science, but very, very interesting stuff.
Hmm. It sounds like it. We love to do shows on science, so that looks great. Thank you, Richard.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye. Dale is next from Prairie du Chien. Hi, Dale.
Hello, Kathleen, and thank you for this opportunity. Also, thank you for having that program on biodiversity and the population. I think it was your show that covered that yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
That's a long overdue topic. I've been waiting 20 years to hear more things about that. But anyway, because it is a critical issue, more important than what I'm going to present even. This is about the healthcare problem we're having.
Mm-hmm.
This, according to Jerry Jenkins, a registered nurse, co-president of the National Nurses Organization Committee of California and the California Nurses Association, which sponsored a study, this would help not only with our health care issue, but also with our economic issue. She states, these dramatic new findings document for the first time that a single-payer system could not only solve our national health care crisis, but also substantially contribute to putting America back to work and assisting the economic recovery. And it was a study done by Don, and I'm not real good, DeMoro, I think, D-E, capital D-E, capital M-O-R-O. Don DeMoro was the lead person who worked for the study with the California Nurse Association. It was on the Internet.
Okay.
And it might be something that would be beneficial for listeners, you know, who are concerned about the health care and want really not to get affordable system, but to get the best system to be aware of, this option that's available.
All right, Dale. Great.
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks for the suggestion.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Jeff from Winneconne. Hi, Jeff.
Hi. What I'd like to see is more local stuff. Maybe an interview with Vic Ferrari. Recently, there was a winner on American Idol from Door County. I'd like to hear more on him. The Brewers, of course. I'm a Brewers fan. I love those guys. More stuff in from Madison, from the senators and the congressmen there. I want to hear more of their views. More local touch.
Mm-hmm. More news, state stories.
Right, right. We're not getting enough of that. We're getting more national news, and frankly, I'm just kind of bored with that. I'd like to have some local stuff said, you know, about the people around here. If we're not going to get behind the people in this area,
mm-hmm.
no one's going to listen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye. Paul from East Troy. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Kathleen. This is a follow-up on the heart mass thing, and it'll satisfy that guy who wants local stuff, too.
Okay.
I have a local resource for you to get information about this. There's a cardiologist in Mequon named Bruce Wilson, who was the CEO of a heart hospital in Milwaukee for a while, and his major passion besides treating his patients right now is traveling around lecturing on heart mass.
Hmm.
He's written a book about it.
Really?
And he's extremely glib. If you know, he would make a great radio guest.
Okay.
So I can get you off the air his number and all that. But he's in Mequon.
Okay. Do you have the name of the book?
Oh, I can't remember the exact title, but it has to do with heart mass. I mean, it's there are a number of books that have been written about heart mass that are a little hard to get through. His is extremely concise, easy to read, and it boils down the science. And, you know, in a nutshell, he'd be able to get you the
yes.
what you're looking for.
Okay. Well, do you have access to a computer? John, it's hard for John to take information because he's answering other phone
yeah.
calls right now. So if you could send Rhonda and send it to me as well.
Yes, I will.
Okay.
I'll do that.
Wonderful.
Okay.
All right. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
And that address again is Fanning, FANNING at WPR.org. Zip one along to me as well, Dunn K at WPR.org. Jack from Kenosha. Oh, Jack.
Morning,
hi. Where are you? It's kind of noisy, Jack.
Every time I hear people talk about the veterans coming back with PTSD, it saddens me. So, and I wanted to recommend that possibly you get on the program someone to talk about a specific therapy that I'm aware of. I don't use it. I've been trained in it. But I've seen most of the psychologists I know who know it say they use it in about 90% of the therapy. It was originally used for people with PTSD. It's broadened into a much greater degree, but it's called Eye Movement Desensitization and Resolution, EMDR.
Okay. Yes, I'm here.
And I think it would be there's no silver bullet for anything, but it has been proven extremely useful with many people. About 2.5 decades ago, I think, 60 did a special on it, quite a long one. They showed a man who had been a Vietnam veteran who had been in and out of hospitals for 21 years, suicidal a number of times. Within one or two sessions, he was freed up from all that. They showed another young woman who had been raped and who had been almost completely agoraphobic because of the rape. And again, in one or two sessions, she was freed up from that. So I'd just like to see you get somebody on the show who is familiar with it, can talk authoritatively, and maybe offer some hope to many of our veterans and other people with PTSD.
All right, Jack. Thank you so much. We'll look that up. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
We go to Karen next from Salem Township. Hi, Karen.
Good morning.
Hi.
I would really like to have a program done on lobbyists and lobbyism, maybe the history of it, define it, dissect it. Kind of give us a feeling of what it's all about. I know I heard a number once that there's thousands and thousands of them, and in light of President Obama's election, he did say not too long afterwards that he was going to stop the revolving door on lobbyists. So
mm-hmm.
I think something like that would be really good for the public to know about.
I agree, Karen.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for the call.
I know.
Yeah, bye. Andy from Milwaukee. We have lines open here now, 800-486-8655. Hi, Andy.
Morning.
Hello.
Bob McGee, greatest ballpark ever, Storia Ebbets Field. Got to take a road trip, Kathleen, on April 13th when they open up the new Ebbets Field in Queens. Send your husband along. We'll take him. Thanks.
Thanks for the call. Goodbye. Peter is next from Washburn. Hi, Peter.
Morning.
Hi.
I would like to hear a program about metallic sulfide mining contracts that are being given out to prospectors in northern Wisconsin and northern Michigan right now.
Okay.
You can obtain contracts for up to 32,000 acres to prospect for heavy metals. And we've already had one history of mining in our northern communities. And I guess with resources becoming scarce and jobs of great concern, I think this needs to be in, I guess, the public discussion right now, because it would have a very big impact on Lake Superior and the watersheds and, I guess, the long-term community up here.
Okay. And do you know someone, Peter, who has a keen understanding of this?
No, not specifically. I had heard a program recently on a WOJB out of a Le Coudre about that.
Mm-hmm.
So there may be someone there that has some information.
Okay. All right, Peter. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Milton from Madison.
Hi. I'd like to have somebody from the San Francisco Chronicle. I wish I could give you a name, but at their website, which is sfgate.com, they have an article that says, follow the $8.5 trillion breakdown of the government's rescue funds, where apparently we've been put on the hook for $8.5 trillion, of which $3.2 trillion has already been handed out. And this is not the kind of numbers we're hearing. And unless we get real numbers on what kind of money the government is creating and spending, you know, how are we going to decide on the stimulus package, which seems to be, like, way smaller than what's already been handed out and what we're on the hook for? So, yeah, I think somebody who is really following where the bailout money is going and how much it is would be a great guest. San Francisco Chronicle. Thanks, Kathleen.
Okay, thanks very much for the call. That will be part of our discussion tomorrow, where that bailout money is going. And we'll be doing several shows on that for sure. Thanks for the call. Judy is next from Delavan. Hello, Judy.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, I've tried to call in so many times with this. American Field Service, AFS, is an intercultural program of the student exchanges.
Mm-hmm.
It's over 60 years old, and I think it would help us find homes for students from foreign countries or students who want to go to foreign lands. It's the best way to promote peace and understanding for one-on-one relationships with students from other countries. We have hosted three different times over the years, and we still have relationships with a student from the Canary Islands that was here in 1991-92. And last year we had a boy from Turkey, Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have that close contact with a Muslim before. And I wound up going to the Islamic Center in Milwaukee because of my contact with him. I probably would never have done it. It's such a rewarding program.
Mm-hmm. It sure is.
And I would love to have someone on to sing its praises.
Okay.
And, you know, maybe it would help us get more people interested in participating.
Okay. That's a good idea. How long has it been around? What did you say?
Over 60 years.
My.
It was started by ambulance drivers in the World War. And these guys thought if people got to know each other, it would help us prevent wanting to kill each other, perhaps.
Right.
So I do have a couple of names and phone numbers and a fax or an email address that I can pass on.
Please, Judy.
Eugene Robinson. He's in Jefferson, Wisconsin. He's a retired police officer, but he's deeply involved. And my sister-in-law in Delavan here, she is an area worker. She's been involved since she was an exchange student to Denmark years ago. And she's trying to find homes for kids. I don't know, should I give these numbers on the air?
No, that's never a good idea.
I didn't think so.
Right. But if you, do you, if you have access to a computer and can send us more information about local contacts, and I'm sure that we can get information off the web too, it would be great. But the local need for students and homes is something that we'd have to fill in for.
And there are people in the Milwaukee area, I don't have their names handy, that might be guests on your program.
I'm sure. All right, Judy, that's a good idea.
AFS.
Right.
American Field Service. It's a great program.
Thank you so much for your call.
Sure.
Bye.
Bye.
Tim from Madison. Hi.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, Tim.
I just wondered, have you ever heard of an author named Patricia Bragg? She has a wrote a whole bunch of health books.
Health books?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Her father started all the health stores, originated. I guess he started all the health stores.
Uh-huh.
And it's Braggs.com.
Okay.
And like I said, she has like probably 10 books out right now.
Mm-hmm.
One's Heart Healthy, Apple Cider Vinegar, Briggs Healthy Lifestyle.
Okay.
And they said for radio interviews, they have a number here, or otherwise you can just go on their website.
Yeah, why don't we just go on the website?
Sure.
Braggs.com?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Tim.
Yeah.
Bye. Let's go to Dan from Liberty Pole. Hi, Dan.
Yeah, I'd like to make a couple suggestions in two areas where we really need some alternative thinking, and that's economics and agriculture. In economics, I'd suggest Paul Craig Roberts. He's actually pretty mainstream. He was Assistant Secretary of Treasury under Reagan. He's pretty easy to find. Paul Craig Roberts. And in agriculture, there's quite a number of people, Wendell Berry, Wes Jackson, or perhaps John Eichert out of the University of Missouri, and also someone maybe from the Family Farm Defenders. They're a Wisconsin-based group and very alternative ideas in the area of agriculture.
Okay. Okay, Dan.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Let's go to George from Milwaukee. Hi, George.
Hi, I got a couple suggestions, some authors. First is Alfred McCoy from UW-Madison History Department. He wrote a book a few years ago called A Question of Torture, looking at CIA interrogation over a few decades. And I think it'd be good to have him on at this point to talk about this question, because what we've heard from the Obama administration has been, you know, like, well, we're not going to waterboard anymore or have these excessive torture techniques. But what McCoy demonstrates is that oftentimes the more psychological techniques and things that they would use on people that wouldn't show any marks and things like that, that might not be considered extreme physical torture, actually had a deeper harm to the individuals over a much longer period of time after the experience. And I'd like to have him talk to whether he thinks the Obama administration is going to clean up that part of the act.
Okay.
The other person that I'd like to have you have on is Peter Quinn, who's a novelist and a writer, Irish-American from New York, who wrote a great book on New York during the Civil War called The Banished Children of Eve, but has also contributed to a book that came out last year called The Making of Irish America, and I think around St. Patrick's Day he'd be a great guest to have on because he's written about the future of the Irish in America.
Hmm.
And I think it would be wonderful. And my final one is an author who came out with a book this last year called A Guide to the Good Life, The Ancient Art of Stoic Joy, William Irvine, I-R-V-I-N-E. He's out of Wright State University in Dayton, and what interests me so much about this book is this is a philosopher who's actually interested in propounding a way to live. So many academic philosophers are into the academic side of it, and they're not really interested in trying to elucidate for us a way of living that might, you know, be to our benefit. And he's really excellent.
Okay. Great. That's suggestions. It. Thanks to you.
Sure.
Thank you to you, George, very much. 800-486-8655 is our number. We're doing an open line. It's a not scheduled open line. Gwen Ifill had a family death and had to go home, needed to go home, which we do when that happens. So she will reschedule with us sometime soon. In the meantime, we're just taking your suggestions. Programs you'd like to hear during the hours of 9 to 11. And our lines get very crowded for open lines, so just keep trying. 800-486-8655. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Second hour of our program today, our guest is Associate Dean of Academics for Electives at the U.S. Naval War College, and he wrote an interesting piece in last week, January 27 edition of the Wall Street Journal, Let's Have Flexible Armed Forces. So we'll be talking about flexible armed forces and what the long war school is saying and what critics, traditionalists are saying. That's coming up, hour number two. All right, 800-486-8655. Ron from Sparta, hi.
Yes, thank you. I happened to see an article last week on the web. Alaska issued a drilling permit to ExxonMobil for the North Slope. And I guess I'm wondering how this came about with no publicity other than that very short news clip. And I guess I don't know how to look into that other than asking ExxonMobil for some information about it. But I'm sure there's other people that would like to know this. Also, there's a recent book out. It's called IOUSA. And I just received it, and I received a CD also. I purchased it online comes through the website Daily Reckoning.
Can you give that to me again? My pen just ran out of ink. What is the name of it again?
IOUSA.
IOUSA. Okay.
Yes, and it's going to come on the it's just coming available as a published paperback book.
Okay.
And it's our actual debt is closer to $56 trillion than what is like 10 trillion, 12 trillion. Our actual deficit is over $50 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched the CD and given it to friends, and I'll be reading the book here, completing the book here shortly, but it gives the real facts of where our real debt and our real situation is at, and I think the public should know that.
Thank you, Ron, for your call.
Thank you.
Mike from Portage. Hi. Hi, Mike.
Hi. A previous caller talked about post-traumatic stress syndrome,
mm-hmm.
and it sounded like he was talking about an effective psychotherapy. About 18 months ago, there was a story on 60 Minutes of a drug therapy that, and they were using a drug that was already approved by the FDA as a heart medication.
Hmm.
And it was found to kind of disconnect the emotional trauma from memory. So people still remembered the incidents that caused them to have the post-traumatic stress syndrome, but it kind of disconnected the emotional impact of it. And I don't know the name of the drug. I also have my girlfriend has a son who is back from Iraq and suffers some, in addition to his paralysis. I'd like to know what the name of the drug is, and if in the last 18 months anything's been done with it. They were actually, when she was at Walter Reed, they were looking for test subjects for a clinical trial.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what the name of the drug is. All I know is that it's already approved by the FDA as a heart medication.
Mm-hmm. We may want to do a little broader show on post-traumatic stress disorder and what the treatments are for it and bring that up, right?
Yeah, this 60 Minutes did a show on it.
Okay.
Or, you know, a segment on it.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll look into that. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mike.
Bye.
Uh-huh, bye. Jack from Green Bay, hi.
Good morning, Kathleen.
Hi, Jack.
I have a suggestion that might be enjoyable for your listeners, but sometimes you like to delve into humor, and there's a great humorist who used to have a show on Wisconsin Public Radio called Le Show from KCRW out in Santa Monica, California, and the fellow's name is Harry Shearer. Have you ever heard of him?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He was on Talk of the Nation not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
Not only does he have a website, he's acted in films and whatnot, but he does voice characterizations, famously for The Simpsons. He's the voice of Smithers, Ned Flanders, and Mr. Burns. The guy's very good at extemporaneous online stuff, as he was on Talk of the Nation.
Mm-hmm.
Either that or Bob Garfield from On the Media. He seems like he'd be a good guy to get online sometime, too.
Okay, great. We are doing a comedy show. Because we thought it's been so long since we've done a comedy show, and I'm trying to remember what the date is of our comedy show. I think it's next week. So,
well, Harry Shearer, I'm sure, would be one heck of a good guest and probably stimulate a lot of call-ins.
Right, no doubt.
Thank you.
All right, thanks very much for your call.
You bet.
Mm-hmm. Bye. Kathleen from West Bend. Hello, Kathleen.
Good morning, Kathleen. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I am calling. I have three children who are finishing college. One has the master's degree. And I would like to hear from experts regarding consolidation loans.
Mm.
It is very confusing for young people coming out of college,
mm-hmm.
and they want to do what's right. And also, I have heard, and I don't know whether this is true, you can only consolidate once. And I'd like to know whether that is a fact or not.
Okay. Oh, you've had a rough time. Three in college at the same time?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. My daughter just finished her master's in clinical psychology, and my son's finished their bachelor's, and now they want to go on. One wants to go to law school, and the other one, wants to go for his master's in psychology as well.
Oh, my gosh. Whew. It's a lot of money.
But these loans are, really climbing up, and they are so concerned about what they can do,
I'm sure.
What would be the best thing for their future regarding these loans.
Okay, Kathleen.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, yeah, our pleasure. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye. Gary from Green Bay. Hi.
Yeah, hello. I would like to hear some information on aspartame. I think it's a very, very dangerous thing in this country. They're putting it in all the soft drinks and all of the diet things. You see something that says diet, and if you look down, you'll find out that it has aspartame in it. I went through a time here right after the first of last year that I couldn't walk. I was falling down. I couldn't get balance, and I went through all kinds of things that physical therapy, trying to eliminate it, and I couldn't. And finally, I went to MSN Medical, and I just looked up aspartame. Somebody told me it was bad, and I got into there, and I found out that it's a very, very dangerous thing. That aspartame is actually a derivative of wood alcohol, and it turns into formaldehyde at temperatures below 84. And so it's actually turning to formaldehyde in your body, and that is deadly poison for people.
Okay. Dangers of aspartame. Thank you very much for your call. Let's go to a caller from Door County. What is your name?
Carrie.
Terry?
Carrie with a C.
Oh, Carrie. Hi, Carrie.
Hi. I want to hear something uplifting. I don't want to hear any more doom and gloom. I've gotten to the point where I will turn the radio off when I'm hearing, the sky is falling, the sky is falling. My income has dropped dramatically. Things are not fantastic as far as financially, and I know that, and I'm aware of global warming and all that stuff. But lately, I've had some good things happen on top of, things that weren't so good, and that makes me feel so good. And that's what I want to hear.
What do you want to hear?
For instance, I've had somebody, their house burned down. They have lots of problems. They offered to help me when I needed some stuff done.
Mm-hmm.
And I took my car in, and they checked it out for nothing and offered to pick me up and drive me where I had to go.
Well, that was nice.
This is like, whoa, I want to hear more of that.
All right. You want, I see what you're saying. I understand.
Yeah, and I'm smiling. And a couple of days ago, I was sort of like, oh, my gosh, you know, how am I going to get out of this pit? And now it's like, hey, you know, I'm out of the pit.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
So it's only money. Yeah, well, anyway.
Right, I know. And you can understand there are a lot of people who are in the pit and don't have, you know, really in the pit. So
mm-hmm.
we have a tendency to talk about that. But I there's nothing wrong with having, maybe we need some shows on how people are helping each other or something uplifting like that. I see what you're saying. I'm
and
with
you. I will
you.
Definitely listen to the whole show if that comes on.
All right, Carrie. I hope something wonderful happens today.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Carrie.
Bye.
Goodbye. 800-486-8655. Nancy from Wausau. Hi.
Hi there.
Hi.
My suggestion is to have some banks, some Wisconsin bankers come on and have some people that had their houses foreclosed on
mm-hmm.
and have them answer questions on why they're not working with our Wisconsin people to keep their homes.
Okay. Wisconsin foreclosures.
Right. Pardon me?
Yeah, it would be good to have some bankers on. Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Barb is next from Thorpe. Hi, Barb.
Hello.
Hello.
What I would like to hear is, I was a Ralph Nader supporter, and as a health care worker, I really do support a single-payer system. I don't think it's just about cheap. I think it's about everyone should have access. And I would kind of like to know what... Ralph Nader or Matt Gonzalez or someone representing the independent or libertarian parties thinks about what's going on so far about the bailout and about what needs to be done about health care and the economy and what's going on.
Okay. We could certainly put a call in to Ralph Nader, and we haven't heard from him lately.
Yes, he was a little sour grape so after the election, I thought. But
mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for the call. Let's go to James from Little Chute. Hi, James.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I wanted to put a shout out. I mean, the previous caller was talking about stories that would make her feel good. I have a suggestion I think would make everybody feel good. Nothing in Wisconsin right now feels better than a warm sweatshirt. Mm-hmm. I mean, am I right about that? Okay.
It has to be a certain kind of sweatshirt, a soft sweatshirt.
Everybody
right.
out there, please, get on your computer and check out the Feel Good Foundation out of New York.
Feel Good Foundation.
The Feel Good Foundation at feelgoodfoundation.com.
Okay.
I believe it's spelled, the feel is spelled F-E-A-L.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great organization out there that's helping the first responders from the World Trade Center.
Okay.
This is an organization that's helping these fellas, these women, these brave people that went in there after the attacks. And now are suffering complicated troubles with their respiratory systems.
Hmm.
This organization is helping them to get the medicines they need when it seems pretty much all the government organizations at the federal, state, and local levels have pretty much turned their back on these people.
Uh-huh.
So if everybody would just go to this website, the Feel Good Foundation, and you get yourself a hoodie sweatshirt. I've got one, very warm. A lousy $30, and there you are. They don't know that I'm propping them up here. I just think this is a terrific organization, and not enough has been done to help these people. With so much being said about helping the veterans, and rightly so. I'm a veteran myself. I think we can't afford to forget about these brave people that went in there and risked everything in that mountain of rubble to find someone alive.
Right.
That's all I had to say.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks so much for the call.
Thank you.
Yeah,
bye.
Ken from New Richmond. Hi.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi.
Well, I was thinking about the U.S. Postal Service, and I was thinking if we could possibly, let's say, for example, raise the cost of a stamp from 42 cents to 48 cents. And let's say 4 cents of that increase would be earmarked for universal health care or toward funding the stimulus package in the form of monies given back to the working people, possibly making a patriotic stamp that would have a picture of a construction worker, a farmer,
those people that work hard that are middle class, and you would buy that stamp, and the additional monies, let's say that stamp cost 8 cents more, that extra money would be put into the fund.
Mm-hmm.
And in that way, you could, it would be equitable because everybody has to buy stamps, whether mm-hmm. you make over 100,000 or you make 20,000. So that was just my thought on that.
Thank you very much for your call, Ken.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks for all of your calls on our February open line. Gwen Eiffel will reschedule. She had been scheduled to be with us but could not participate due to a death in the family. The Breakthrough is the name of her book, Politics and Race in the Age of Obama, and that will be coming up. Also, send emails if you'd like. If you didn't get through today, our email address is fanning@wpr.org, F-A-N-N-I-N-G, mine is dunk@wpr.org. In case you couldn't get through today. Thanks to John Treader for producing the hour and handling your phone calls. And thanks to Rhonda Fanning for producing the hour. And thanks for your calls. I'm Kathleen Dunn on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.